because it's happened to us before.
I call them the female Max, because I'm trying to tell you, somebody needs to remake the Mac and make it a woman.
Well, you know what? The Mac is a whole different thing. Was that you I was talking to? Oh, I said that's one of my favorite movies. Look, we got to do a show on that, too.
But for real,
I want that car.
I like, for real, man, y'all, you niggas is out here, y'all really, like, I've been married for the last 10 years, cuz, and I see this shit. These chicks out here, they getting it. How they live.
Some of them are, but let me tell you.
Yeah, some of them getting played, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very much. And they plan themselves.
I can't take it.
Some of them. But there has been a shift where women are realizing that the pick me days are over.
Oh, man.
Because that's how we were raised. Look, that's in my monologue notes. That's going to, you know, come a little bit later. But the pick me days are over. Look, especially if you are, I'm going to say, born in 1989 or prior, you were raised with that mentality. I don't care how you try to act like you weren't. I know I was raised with that mentality. Your happiest day going to be your wedding day. You know, you ain't complete until you get married, especially if you were raised in the church.
In the church, Lord.
Especially. Like, in high school, and I was extremely smart, okay? In high school, I thought more about my wedding day than I did college. Seriously.
You know,
I was more concerned with finding a husband than college, you know? And I refused to raise my daughters that way. I refused.
Hell, I remember, who was that did that social experiment? Was watching how the toys that we played with then, gender confirming and gender affirming toys and shit boys play with action figures.
You in my monologue. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and say it. When I think about, okay, Dale, when I'm probably like a few months younger than you. We born in different years, but you born at the end of 80. I came in 81.
Yeah.
Right. So I just baked a little bit longer than you did. Okay. So.
You ain't come out no darker, though.
When I was born, I was actually red.
I can believe that because you're still red right
and
now.
And angry. My hospital picture, I was frowning. Maybe because I realized who my daddy was. Like, I don't like this nigga off jump, okay? I was frowning. I really want my mama to text me that picture, and I'm going to send it to you. Because you're going to be like, damn, what you mad for?
For your birthday, I'm going to get you a little red angry bird.
That's what I looked like, a red angry bird. Like, god damn, this nigga? Really? Like this motherfucker going to get a $40 child support order that he not gonna pay. He gonna call me on my 8th birthday talking about he got me this gold chain. I'm still waiting on that gold chain with your punk ass, nigga. Like, but shit, what the fuck was we even saying? Oh, the toys. Okay, so me growing up, I had baby dolls.
Yeah.
I changed their diapers. We had the little dumbass bottles with the fake milk and the fake juice in it. You know, Baby Alive, Cabbage Patch dolls.
I used to terrorize my big sister's dolls. I'd throw them bitches out the window.
My cousin would do that too. Y'all are evil. Like, our Cabbage Patch dolls had the birth certificates. We got nail polish play sets, bridal sets. So all of that was easy bake ovens, right? Yeah. Cooking, the little fake kitchens, right?
What's the mean? How am I supposed to watch this little girl? She get a whole goddamn apartment.
Whole apartment, right? So all of our toys were socializing us to become mothers and wives. But check this out. Y'all didn't get those kind of toys.
No, nigga, I had every He-Man action figure because my mama was a G, okay? I fucked around with G.I. Joe. God damn it. The Thundercats was my shit, okay? You know, I had Castle Grayskull. I had the whole goddamn castle, nigga. My mama got me that shit for Christmas one year. I was spazzing the fuck out. Do you hear me? Like, for real. I was like one of them little white boys, like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, I was spazzing the fuck out over that Castle Grayskull. You know, but there's, you know, I think about it just, but it goes along to play, it's a deeper psychology.
You were raised to be independent.
Yeah.
Not needing a woman. Right?
I swear. Like, I teach my pooh bear now. I say, listen, you are really capable of doing anything that your brothers can do. You may not be able to do it like they can, right? Because you're not the same size as they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pretty much do everything that they do. The only thing you can't really do is pee standing up.
No, yes, we can.
My sister, I was like, but believe it or not, I know a bunch of women that can do that, too. Well, so that's going to be something that you'll learn later.
Going into a public restroom, and I hate public restroom. If you see me using it, that means I couldn't hold it, period. But we have to master that. Now, yeah, of course, sometimes it gets messy.
I was like, you'll probably end up learning how to do that pretty soon, too. Shit.
You know what, though? Gender roles, right? They're being erased, which I think kind of contributes to people, oh, I just want to fuck. You know, listen, gender roles to me are not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
I still believe in men being gentlemen. You know, I still understand that, hey, women, 9 times out of 10, you know, if we're in a relationship or marriage or whatever, we have kids, we're pretty much the nurturers. Like, mm-hmm. we carry these people in our bodies for 9 months. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We bond with these people.
You got the closest connection to them.
I feel like I knew my kids before they even got here. You see what I'm saying? Like, I knew them.
Yeah,
and
their tendencies, they...
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, we shared everything. So, I don't mind that when my kids hurt or need something, I'm the first person they call. I was a housewife in the 21st century. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't mind that pretty much. Now, will I take out the garbage, you know, if I need to? Yes. But pretty much, my husband is taking out the garbage.
What the fuck is it with y'all and garbage?
I don't know.
I'm going to get on that. That's a whole
I guess because it's dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
Now, your garbage can...
Make the shit. Are you serious?
Let me say this. Your garbage can should be cleaned out. If you don't wash out your garbage can, you're
just nasty.
Right.
Fuck what you heard. You're nasty.
You know, if the car needs an oil change or, you know, things like that and he breaks, you know, pretty much he's going to do that. And he said something to me the other day. It was a general conversation, but it was something about bills or something like that. And he was like, as long as I'm here, that ain't even your concern. And he always been like that. Even when we separated, he maintained that. Like, you was my wife, those my kids. You know, I'm still going to handle the financial responsibility. And I think that's a stand-up guy. It ain't got nothing to do with, oh, you just don't want to do shit. I hate that housewives are kind of looked down on, even by some women. Like, yeah, they don't bring nothing to the table. Bitch, yeah, I wasn't at home chilling.
Yeah, it is stupid.
Cleaning my fingernails, watching BET all day. I was cleaning a house. I was taking care of kids. I was running the errands. I was making dinner and breakfast and lunch and, you know, shit from scratch. Yeah.
You know what that thing is?
It wasn't no hamburger helper bullshit. Then a lot of these bitches wonder why they so fucking tired and angry, because you got to work a full-time fucking job, handle stress and bullshit on a job, and come home and do everything too. So I appreciated the fact that I was in a position where I didn't have to do both.
That's what's up.
So don't look down on me like you better than me because you worked and I didn't.
That, believe it or not, that actually leads me to the next point. Where the fuck did this $40 holla shit come from?
Let me tell you something. I don't know where this $40 holla bullshit came from.
What the fuck is
because
that?
I definitely would be getting more than $40 if we're talking about putting money on the table.
Like, what? $40?
Like, that's all you were? But I think it kind of started as a lighthearted joke, to be honest.
So.
Look, I'm hoping that.
I hope so. Like, and then.
It's probably the hood rats did it.
Tatiana shit. That shit annoys the fuck out of me.
The hood rats fucked up the game. I ain't gonna lie. Let me tell you bitches something. And that I did mean offensively. These fucking hood rats. You know what? Fuck this monologue, because we actually covering a lot of this now. I'm just going to go ahead and say
it. Hey, go ahead. There we go.
Pussy used to be worth something.
It did.
You dirty bitches, you raggedy bitches, have actually devalued pussy. Because a man used to have to work for it. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I'm not going to sit here and act like I've never had casual sex with anybody. I have. Now, did the shit stay casual? No. You know, it didn't stay that way. But at the end of the day, my grandmother and my grandfather got married in 1954. And I remember my grandmother kind of talking to me about sex. I was like 12 or 13 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And her thing was, you know, you need to wait till you get married. Now, of course, I came up in the 80s and the 90s. Sex was always pushed in our face. So I'm thinking, Shirley Ann, that was her name. Like, I love you, but I ain't listening to what you're saying. That's old fashioned. That's played out. But when I got grown, I realized Shirley Ann and her girls, they had more game in their pinky finger than we do in our whole body, because they realized if I don't just throw it out there freely, because it actually is worth something. It's a whole spiritual tie to it, okay? It's an intimate tie to it. You just can't get this any way you can. You got to commit to this, and it's going to be worth it. You see what I'm saying?
Watch this. Not just is it's going to be worth it. They're going to make it worth it.
Make it worth it, exactly. Cause,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Look, this is a conversation, and the people, you know, need to hear this. I realized, like, you know what? They had their husbands, they had their families, and they were revered and respected, and their husbands loved them. My grandfather, my grandmother been dead almost 4 years. He still tells people he married. Mm. That's how much love and respect he has for that woman, and she been gone physically for almost 4 years.
Man.
That is a true love. And my grandfather wanted to be married. It wasn't no, I got shotgunned into this. You know, he wanted to be there with his family. My grandmother taught me how to be a wife. She didn't even realize it. I learned how to be a wife and a mother from watching her. She catered to my grandfather. That dinner was on the table. All this bullshit about who eat first, the man or the woman. Look, every household is different. But I'm going to tell you right now, Charles Goodwin got his plate before everybody. And it wasn't no big deal.
Because
he the one that put the food on the table in the first place.
Like, you know what? Somebody got pissy at me because I said that in my household, the adults eat first. Because guess what? Number one, if we don't eat before them funky ass kids, we ain't gonna have nothing to fucking eat. Because they some greedy punk motherfuckers.
And it just got confusing to me, because I'm like, for one, we all sitting at the table, aren't we?
Yeah,
like, aren't we all sitting at the table together? Like, eventually we're eating together.
You better eat this goddamn food.
But as far as the plates being prepared, you know, and even my husband, yes, he got the big piece of chicken. you know what I'm saying?
Watch this. And then we got a rule in my house. If you old enough to goddamn and wash a dish, I ain't fixing your goddamn plate. This ain't Denny's.
I'm kind of guilty of that. My daughter, 18 years old, I will still fix her plate.
Watch this. Now, that we also have these rules because me and my ex-wife, we're both professional chefs.
Okay.
So for us to leave a restaurant and have to come in the house and cook for these little ungrateful fuckers, okay, because that's what they are, fucking freeloaders, you know, but we got to come in and cook for them. Nah, fuck y'all. I'm gonna eat whatever I cook first.
I can get that. Yeah.
There are many of the times we really just like, man, y'all go on in there eat, because more than likely we're not even hungry by the time we get done cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna wait anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we're not gonna make y'all wait for us to eat. Look, the food is done. Go and fix some. Just make sure I got some to fucking eat.
and that makes sense. You know, but back to these stank holes.
Yeah,
you know, they started just giving it up freely to everybody. And don't get me wrong, there has to be some type of issue behind it. What a lot of people don't understand is when you take a young girl or even a woman who, you know, is very free. Well, no, let me not say free. Is promiscuous, as they would say, right? Yeah. A lot of times that may be a girl who is being molested, mm-hmm. who has been raped. You become over-sexualized. Maybe she has no self-esteem. The dad isn't there, so he can't instill it in her. Mm-hmm. So the first male that comes along showing a little attention, she going. Mm-hmm. Maybe the mom isn't instilling self-esteem either, you know? So there are a lot of issues behind that, but it's like... At the surface level, it became too easy to get, so men don't have to work as hard.
Yeah.
And they devalue it.
Yeah.
When something, even in business, if something is limited, the price is higher.
That is true.
Everybody can't get it.
The law of supply and demand.
Right. But then once you make a surplus, the price drops. Everybody has access to it.
Hence the weed problem in Oregon. Oregon can't seem to make enough money off of their weed because they can't export their weed anywhere. They're sitting, like, I think the last report I saw, they were sitting on some 12 million tons of weed because they're mountains. They just grow it in the mountains. But they can't sell enough of it to their residents. They don't get enough in tourism.
Mm. Who's going to Oregon? Me. No.
Yeah. I am. You know, but they're sitting on all of this weed that they really can't do anything with. You know, ladies, listen, okay? I, for one, okay, maybe y'all started giving it away because the niggas was pressing y'all. And y'all just got tired of niggas pressing y'all. I don't know. Stop giving it out, though, please.
So freely. Like, at the end of the day, we have needs, too. But look, man, it's like they can get it without a date now. You know, no type of commitment, no type of, you know, work. Oh, like, it's frustrating to watch. Because let me tell you, for the record, this ain't never been my problem. Okay? Like, that ain't my problem. But I do see, I have a lot of single friends. It's so hard for them to connect with someone, you know? And I feel that a lot of women and a lot of men nowadays are lacking because so many of them did not see that family structure. A lot of women don't know how to be wives. A lot of men don't know how to be husbands. And listen, I know marriage isn't for everybody. I'm not that person that thinks that you have to get married. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody says. If you don't at least have some type of partnership with somebody, a real relationship, your ass is missing out. You're missing out. We are human beings. We are set up to have that connection.
That's going to be part two of the relationship series.
Yeah.
Is the general interaction between male and female. People don't know how to interact anymore. They don't know how to, goddammit, have conversations in front of other people with other persons.
They don't know how to have a conversation even in private.
Look, you're talking to a person that absolutely loathes talking to people, okay? I became a chef just so that I can stay my black ass in the kitchen and not have to talk to people. But what I quickly learned was that, no, as the chef, one of your primary fucking jobs is talking to people. Because guess what? The people that are buying your fucking food, they're going to come to you, "Oh man, Chef, that was fantastic." Or, "Oh, right. Chef, this was wrong. You could have did this." And you don't want to hear that shit. You know, so I became an angry chef. I would sit there and scowl all the fucking time. And I would cuss people the fuck out. Like, what the fuck do you want? Who did what? Hold on. Why did you punk motherfuckers cook this shit like this? I said this shit was supposed to be medium well. You send this motherfucker out a well done steak. Who the fuck who watched this shit out the window? You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, just to try to make myself less approachable. Did not fucking work because I was on the north side of Chicago.
And they love
everyone
that.
Loves
well,
that.
Well, you know,
shit.
Chicago is They got a hard exterior. I don't look. Y'all could front if you want to. Let me tell you about white folks that's from Chicago.
Man,
they not scared.
Hell no.
You know we.
Hell no.
Look, they not scared. It's some white Southsiders too. Them Irishmen and shit like that, and them Italians. Hey, they look. They are a hard exterior. Okay.
Listen, I went to culinary school with a couple of them fools, and they ain't no jokes.
So, yeah.
I ain't scared of them, but right. They ain't scared either.
Right, yeah. Some
and
of them,
I can fuck with a nigga like that.
Some of them some real fucking G's.
Man,
like,
shit.
Like,
but it's wild, man, because, you know, people don't know how to interact. They don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know how to engage each other.
What you doing? What you doing?
No, it's not even what you're doing. It's WYD. Okay? We done reverted to... We done went backwards. Now you some bitches is talking with letters. I just want a word. People get mad at me because if I do get into a tirade on Facebook or something, my motherfucking status is 45 fucking pages long.
Oh my God, I'm not about to read all of that. Well, that's your problem.
That's
now you don't read
you're
enough.
Lazy some bitch.
I told this one guy, he was like, your comment too long. I said, I am not going to cater to your ADHD or whatever it is. Because you can't focus. And let me be real. Half the time when they claim they ain't read it, they punk asses read it. Because they're curious, especially if I'm going in on them.
Man, listen.
They're curious.
Because they want to know.
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off. But y'all want to know some bullshit, but you don't want to know something that's going to help you? Motherfucker said some of the realest shit ever. I was watching my joint, Supergirl. Supergirl's my shit. I'll tell you right now, DC, y'all finally getting your movies together because all your other movies was shitty. But y'all TV shows, oh, y'all rule on TV. Y'all got TV down. But I was watching Supergirl, and my man was cooking breakfast. And he said he pulled out a cookbook. He's an alien. He ain't never seen a cookbook before. But he said, man, this book is way more useful than YouTube. Shots fired. Like,
yeah.
Fucking read, you lazy ass.
That's why I make my kids read. When they were young, we used to actually take trips to the library. We were living in Indy at the time, mm-hmm. in the Pike Township Library. Oh, yeah. I loved it. Right. And I would take them. We would spend about 2-3 hours there. I would make them read, you know.
Oh, yeah, my kids, they used to get tired of going to the library because I'd take and drop their funky asses off.
Yeah, like reading.
Go in there and find some books and read.
Reading is fundamental.
Can I get on the computer? No, you can't get on the fucking computer. Get your ass in there, find
exactly.
some books and read.
Reading is fundamental is not just some little slogan. Like, that shit is real.
Man.
And the illiteracy rates.
Through the fucking roof.
It's sad. I feel that, you know what? Yes, another point. A lot of these people, and I really think it's men in particular, because I don't care how you try to erase gender roles,
mm-hmm.
there are some natural attributes that men and women just have. It's nature. And men, by nature, tend to be providers, the hunters, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not socialization. I do not agree with that. It is in them, period. Okay, and a lot
it's almost genetic coding.
Exactly.
Like when
perfect
you,
word.
I keep telling
perfect
people.
Perfect phrase.
So, if women were here first, and were here for thousands of years before the first man was created, that means that evolution found a need for a man and created a man.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, that was because the women at that point had taken civilization as far as it could go. Because, you know, there's always a... They say before every evolutionary shift, there's always a massive die-off.
Yeah.
And then there's a change, and everything flourishes again, but it swells. It is always an increase.
Delwyn, you're confusing the creationists, but go ahead.
Well, me personally, I think the men were created for the heavy lifting.
Yes. Yes.
You know, women couldn't go. They couldn't go high enough, and they couldn't lift enough.
Unless you Lisa Leslie or something.
You know, but even in that aspect, there were still certain things that there were physical limitations for you all.
And even, I would say even a mental, and I don't, and please let me specify, I'm not saying that women are mentally challenged. What I'm saying is that, like, I'll take my husband, for example, and me saying that I was a housewife, and when our youngest was able to go to school, I went back to school. So I didn't have that mental burden of, oh my God, I gotta work full time, take care of kids, and try to go to school. Mm-hmm. He lifted that for me as I lifted some burdens for him emotionally and mentally. And a lot of men don't want to commit, I feel, because they may not be financially prepared to really take on a partner or a family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even if they have kids already, a lot of men are not able to properly take care of those kids. Hence why we hear all this bitching about child support.
That is true.
I cannot wrap my mind around a man that is complaining about having to take care of his kids. Miss me with that bullshit of she gonna mismanage the funds of my money. That is a rare occurrence.
How about this?
And your child support order ain't even that much in the first place.
Watch this. So how about your child ain't all right if his mother isn't all right?
My daughter's father told me that years ago. Shout out to Divine. He said, we use the term baby mama, baby daddy in joking, but really we don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he said, you have my daughter. If you not straight, she not straight. This is before I met my husband. So he said, until you get a man in your life, I'm going to make sure you straight. I didn't really have to lean on him. I was working full time at that point, but
you doing what you got to do.
Yeah.
But he understood that at the end of the day, if you fall short in any area, it's his job to be there to help keep you afloat. Because if you fall under, his daughter falls under too.
Right. He was like, even if you need your hair done, you are my daughter's mother. You still represent me. I'm going to get your hair done.
Hell, watch this. The emotion, the emotional connection for women and having their hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a woman's hair looks bad, she going to have a bad day. You niggas need to understand shit like that. That's,
right.
That, you know.